Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello.
Hi, guys.
Hey, listen, guys. We're outside doing a steakhouse.
In a car.
Yeah. And we're staking houses.
It's not a steakhouse, it's a steakout.
Because we think Margaret's been fanning around
from
the building firm.
Yeah, Andros has got some food in classic American cup.
I've got pasty, which is, I think, the Cornish pasty was actually invented, I think, in San Francisco.
Yeah, it was. So. Anyway,
how do you think they'd come up with a name? I mean, steakout.
There's windscreen wipers up.
Yeah, because you might get suspected.
How did they come up with what?
With the name of steakout.
A steakout?
Why'd I call it that? Like when you're peering through someone's curtains.
Well, presumably you stake it out.
Right.
Because. Well, I think it originated from the Burnie Inn in Ruislip. That's where it came from, because that is a steakhouse.
That's where they first done it.
That's where they've done the original steakhouse.
Back in 1952,
I think.
Anyway, when the Burnie Inn was very popular back
very
then.
Very popular back then,
In fact, they nearly called it Burnie Inning. Yes. Staking out.
They decided that was a little bit of...
They weren't allowed to use it for legal reasons.
And they used to cut, because prior to that they go, on APB, we're going to do a fish and chipping.
Yeah.
And they'd be fish and chipping it. And then they, one day they said,
it's too long to say that.
So they said, well...
When Americans got older, they were going, what's this fish and chipping? Because they don't eat that.
No, they don't eat that much. But anyway, more than a point, Margaret's messing around, we think.
We don't really know. We just watch her through the window. That's really what we're doing this for.
So we've come to do the stuff.
Barry asked me if I'd come and look at Margaret through the window with her. I said, yes, please.
Yes.
Didn't I?
Well, it's busman's holiday for you, isn't it?
I spend most of the day doing that anyway.
Many a time I've come and she's gone, Barry, come here. The frosting glass, you know. And she's, let's just call it mopping up. I come in.
Well, I got complacent, you know.
You did.
I'm too familiar with my subject.
But to be fair to you, it was just because you knocked on the door and I wasn't there, and you've gone round the back.
I've gone round the back and I've stood there.
And because I recognise your glasses through the frosted glass. And you'd even, just, you know, while Margaret's doing her ablution.
You've invited me in for cup tea.
Yeah.
Which is nice of you.
Well, it is.
You could have called the police.
I could have called the police, but you were there and she didn't mind so much. I mean, by the time she's turned round on the toilet...
Nothing much to see.
Nothing much.
She wears so many clothes. That's the problem with Margaret.
She does. I've often said, when she goes on the BJ, I say, Christ's sake, put your drawers down.
Take something off.
You know, when you're cold, you go to cold in the toilet, you know. So to try and blast away some of that stuff through her pants.
that's why you had it set on full blast.
I had it set. Do you remember I had it set on full blast?
Yes. I had a go on it. He nearly chuck a hole through
my head. Derek Pym came round and I said, can you get it, you know, supercharged, that sort of thing. Anyway, he's had a fiddle with all the...
He's gone down a count and he's got one of them chewing gum machines.
Anyway, she's sat down. She's done a business, basically. And then she's gone. I might just go on the bit. Well, I had it installed. It would seem silly not to use it.
If you're going to pay that money. Yeah.
So the thing was, she went on it. Because you remember, because you were looking through the window at the time, weren't you?
We were quite shocked.
Yeah.
Because I was looking through the window at her sat on the feeder.
Yeah.
And she don't, bless her, she'd never used it before. And
no.
She didn't also didn't know that you had it set on full blast.
No, I had it on full
unit.
Yeah, I had it on a 10 out of 10,
yeah.
Sort of.
And she turned it on well.
Whoa, Christ.
She's gone up and hit the roof. She literally hit the roof.
And we've got them polystyrene tiles up in there.
Yeah,
you can still see where she went up head first. You can still see where she bit him with the pain. You can see teeth marks in it.
But she was spotless when she came down.
You could have eaten your dinner off her anus when she come down. I mean, she was clean as a whistle down there. She thanked me for
worth
it.
Worth the money. Worth the money.
Well worth the money. I mean, her, what did you call it? Her
undercarriage.
Her undercarriage was spotless, clean as a whistle. And I said to Derek, you know, I said, well, thank you, really. Yeah. I mean, of course the council don't know that he half inched about 3 tonne of copper piping to get a pump clean. But the thing was, you can't put a price on that, can you? I mean, you were the one who had to alert me by mobile phone, didn't you? Because I was, I was in the kitchen washing up.
I thought, I made a quandary.
Yeah.
Because
you have been looking. You have been looking.
I was outside the bathroom window, and I shouldn't have been
I
shouldn't have been there, but I was there, and I did see what happened, and I thought, well, he's going to want to know.
Yes, well,
this
very
is going on upstairs, because, you know, she might be hurt, you know?
Yeah, I mean,
she's made of tough stuff. Though.
She's got a neck brace, and it broke her nose as she hit the ceiling. But in terms of cleanliness,
gorgeous.
Absolutely gorgeous down there. You know, if you go to Kew Gardens, springtime, Aspidistra, beautiful. It's lush as it smells, the flora and fauna.
That's it.
Very much like that after she's been blasted with industrial chewing gum repellent. Anyway, that's Margaret's
gooch.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
So
we were really just to tell you.
Yeah, we're here to tell you, now quickly before they turn off.
Yeah, we're here to tell you we are doing a show at the Soho Theatre.
Yes, this Monday.
This Monday,
the 6th.
To the 18th of February, and we would love you to come and see us.
Oh, very much so.
Oh, no, it's good, isn't it?
Oh, it's the, you know, we've been on tour all around the country.
Tour. That's why we haven't been doing many of these.
Yeah, we would have done, but we've been all over the country. So we're now in London, in Dean Street.
Yeah,
don't let that put you off if you're from outside of London.
No, come on in, guys.
Come on in, guys.
Come on in, guys.
Come on, guys.
Come on, guys.
And basically, it's only on for an hour. We start at 8:30. Yeah. By 9:30,
we're in a bar.
Hail fellow, well met, buying drinks. Congering round the place.
That's
at the Soho Theatre. Now, you can get your tickets at livenation.co.uk or
the Soho Theatre. Box office. Or go to the place itself. You're old school.
Yeah. I mean, you're not idiots.
I mean,
you can look
it
up.
You will work it out.
Someone trying to get in touch with me.
It'll be Margaret, so stop looking at me through the window.
What's that say? Oh, God, I'm going to have to deal with that. That's come through my phone. You talk to them for a second.
Oh, well, anyway.
That's ridiculous.
The Soho Theatre, and it's a show that it's none of this stuff. You know, we have written this show.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, it's the best show I think there's ever been.
Oh, God.
Ever. It's the best show there's ever been, certainly in London. Possibly in England and even probably the world.
Yeah.
So if you want to miss out, that's up to you.
Oh, that's pretty much up to you. But a lot of people ain't going to miss out.
No, a lot of people are coming and saying, look, this is the best show ever made.
Yeah.
So you know, do you want to get on board with that? That's up to you. You know, we'd like you to, but there's only so much we can do.
Well, yeah, I mean, you can take a horse to water,
but you can't chuck it in it.
You can't chuck it in it. Let me see. Oh my God, this person won't leave me alone.
That was my spittoon.
Oh, right. Now, hold on. Let me just... Oh, this is awful for people to listen to. Hold on, just a sec. Look, to sum it up...
How would you sum it up?
I would say this. Come and see the show.
Of course.
You know, we're going to get paid, but quite honestly, we've done this show for nothing. None of them a penny paid. So, if you come and see it, we'll earn a bit of money. But anyway, there's plenty of tickets. Well, there's not plenty of tickets. There are some tickets.
It's not about the money, anyway.
It ain't about the money. It's about the art.
Oh, no, it's not about the money. No.
And it's not all this chat nonsense. It's a proper written script and all
that's
a given.
It's not just two blokes with two microphones just standing up there telling you about the, you know,
exactly
their stuff, you know.
Yeah, go to it. No, it's all
this is very well crafted.
Oh, very, 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 very,
all there in black and white.
It's all there in black and white. Look, anyway, come and see. It starts on Monday, 8:30, and it ends on the 18th. We ain't doing Sundays.
Yeah, it's a 364-hour show.
Yeah, yeah, it goes on for a long time.
No, you know.
It's only an hour.
No, it's only an hour.
All
right. It's only an hour, guy.
What you been doing this week before we had the steak out anyway?
Well, I went up to... You know, I've been trying to get into Oxford University.
Oxford University?
Well, for years I've been trying to do
I know you have,
you know? Yeah. Anyway, I went up and I had another... Because they'll take anyone now.
Yes.
Equal opportunity.
That's it, yeah.
And they says, "Well, Mr. Everything, you don't think you have no qualification?" I said, well, because I don't believe in the school system.
They like all that, don't they? They like if you sound a bit revolutionary.
Yeah, I said, look, I've been living on the streets, mate. I've been living real life, curriculum.
Yeah, they like that, yeah.
You know, I've been out there doing it, mate, you know? Unlike you, Professor, who've been stuck in this hole, for years. Anyway, he's like, okay. And he gives me this bit of paper, a question on it.
Yeah,
right? He says, look, I'm going to nip out of the room for a couple of minutes.
Right.
Just answer this question here.
Yeah.
It said, why should I let you come to Oxford University?
Oh, yeah. I see.
You know?
Very open-ended. Yeah. Open to your brilliant interpretation
of that question. I thought, I know what this is.
Yeah.
This is a trick.
I know.
I want to see how you can think outside the box.
Outside the box.
Right. Yeah. I thought, right, you want me to fill that in, do you? Yes. That bit of paper, that question. Okay. Oh, yeah. Anyway, I got my lighter out. I set fire to it.
Brilliant.
Yeah,
absolutely
anyway,
brilliant.
This bloke goes mad, you know. He starts patting it out and he rings a bell.
Yeah, but it's impressive, wouldn't
it? And he gets a glass of water and chucks it over. And he says, what the bloody are you doing?
Yeah.
I says, well, isn't it obvious what I'm doing?
Yeah.
You know, I'm thinking outside the box, mate. I'm saying I don't give a shit about what you say.
Yeah, yeah.
He says, well, if you don't give a shit, then piss off, you know?
How?
Yeah, I know. And I said, well, look, if that's how you're going to be about getting in here, you know, if you guys haven't got it upstairs,
to think
in that merit way, like what I do, you know, then I'd go up to Cambridge, you know.
I had the same business. Do you remember when Goldman Sachs wanted me to be one of their head honchos?
Yeah, one of the top
with all that. And I know all about that because I had a post office account at one stage. Do you remember?
I went in and I said,
I demand to know how much I've got in there.
Yeah.
I want my money out. It's going to crash. They said, well, Mr. St. Michael, get in the queue. And I said, I want my money. But, well, it's instant access. It's only £54
in it. Cash
and I said, I went and got the cash point. Yeah. And I said, look, you know, I know what's what, you know.
I know my rights.
I know my rights.
Yeah, man. And now, I know you can't get £4 out of a cash machine. Yeah,
yeah, exactly.
Yeah, not sure.
So Goldman Sachs called me in. I've done it, but put my nice suit on and all that. It's an old dinner suit I've got, and a tie and that. when you say, good day, my man. I've gone, good day, my man. Good day. I says, what's going on?
Forthwith.
I use all them words like forthwith. And I said, sit down. So I turned the chair the wrong way around. I said, listen, guys.
Oh, great. Yeah.
I sat on the other way around.
You were ball squashing against the
chair. Ball squashing against the other bit. So,
what have you gone? What have you said?
I've gone.
What have they asked you?
First of all, I've gone, hit me with it, guys.
Yeah, what do you want to know?
What do you want to know? And they went, you understand, you've come for a job in the post room at one of our branches. And I went, yeah, guys.
Yeah. We'll play that game.
So, yeah. He's gone, why should. Now, what is the definition of risk?
Mm.
You know, I've gone off. I think outside the box.
Yeah, I think outside the box.
Anyway, Margaret has packed me a thermos flask with some tea, and some sandwiches. I've taken the sandwiches. Egg, they were quite messy. Yeah, mayonnaise.
Probably stank and all.
They stank and all. I got them. I squeezed them in the hand. I rubbed them all over the piece of paper. Then I opened my thermos flask. I tipped it all over the piece of paper.
Good one, yeah.
And I went,
up yours, Delores.
How's about that? And they looked at me. And they went,
I bet they were absolutely impressed. Aren't
they said, is this some sort of joke? I went, call it what you like. I'm using my ingenuity. I'm thinking outside the box. Oh, yes. That is my definition of a risk.
I am solving the problem before your very eyes.
I said, when do I start? And he went, what do you mean? I said, well, that's my definition of a risk. He went, you ain't got the job. I said, why not? He said, well, mainly because you just squashed a sandwich and a cup of tea all over. I went, oh.
All over our boardroom table.
I said, if that's the way you want to play it, mate, I don't want a job.
I don't want to work in this narrow-minded industry.
It's narrow-minded.
Yeah, I'm creative. I need to spread my wings.
Where's that? You know? That's it. So I went where you suggest advertising.
Yeah, well, that's it. I mean, you can do anything you like there.
Christ! Mm. Do you remember that campaign you come up for? Do you remember that one?
For
orange juice, wasn't it?
The orange juice campaign. Oh, yeah, I remember the orange juice campaign.
Genius!
Yeah.
Absolute genius.
Yeah, it was genius.
So
I
went in there and I said,
Angelos
asked me.
You come in here.
And you said you won loads of awards.
I've won hundreds of them. I've won about 30 awards. I'm going to chop advertising.
They don't have them in their cabinet. No, they won't.
They'll be in the safe somewhere. Because the awards I won was the top award.
Oh, okay.
That they only give out once every 10, 20 years.
Yes.
They're made of gold, these awards.
Okay.
So they have to stick them in their safe so that no one nicks them, because they're worth a lot of money if you chuck them on eBay.
What was the campaign? Do you remember?
What, the orange campaign?
Yeah, orange juice, yeah.
Well, yeah, I do remember. I said, a very simple campaign.
Yeah.
I says to them, look, listen to this, guys. Advertising is, as you know, advertising is all about less is more. Yeah. Let's take out the words. Let's not put too many words in it. Okay?
Right.
And they says, okay, go on.
Go on, speak.
I says, well, look, I mean, if you take some of the best advertising in the world, like a Mars a day, helps you work less and play. Now, I don't know about you, but I don't remember that saying.
No, exactly.
I don't remember that, you know?
Do you remember you've done the song?
Yeah, I know. This is it. I'll lead it up to him. Right? And I was listening to this. I said, orange juice you do.
Oh, yeah.
You can drink some orange juice if you get out the fridge and spill it in your glass. But don't fall on your ass, 'cause it will go all over your nice juice.
Oh, I remember.
You remember that?
I remember, and that was it because you managed to rhyme bath, didn't you? That's partly bath.
Bath,
which don't mean anything.
They said, what does that mean, Ash? I said, if you don't know, then. If you don't know what that
your
means,
your nice clean bath, and they went, what does it mean? Well,
it's in a shitty cultural language.
Being creative, guys.
Yeah, and they says, we don't understand. I said, no, you won't understand it.
Well,
but my target audience will understand it.
Well, do you remember what I said when I went in there? I said, look, Goldman Sachs don't want me.
Their problem.
I'm creative. They said, well, look, let's just run it out the flagpole. Can you do, you know, let's say, something on waxing. Do you remember waxing?
Oh, yeah. Oh, what? Waxing.
And they sort of just got me some music.
Oh,
Let's wax your body. Wax your body. Get some waxer round your pubis. Whip it up all day. Get it with your hands. Whip away. Yeah. It might be sore. It might you feel poor. But you'll look very nice. When you're on the beach,
or on some ice,
and you know,
what do they make of that?
Oh, they said no.
Why?
Well, because they don't have the earth. God, what's happening?
Well, that was the other one.
Oh, that was the other one I'd done. Speech with Aaron Neville. Oh, yeah. I've got some wax around my balls. Yeah, so that was that one. That was just playing
that was
after.
Jingle,
that was the jingle. Let's try that one again. Yeah, that's how when it went.
Oh, gosh, you're right. Oh.
That's wax.
Round my bones.
Oh, round my bones. Hold on, my friend.
I don't know why.
I don't know why.
He's round my bones. I didn't put it there. I woke up with it when I was in holes.
Yeah, that's right. Mm. I remember, I'm no wax. Mm. Must have sat on
candle
wax. My mother, she sat on a brand new bidet.
Facts.
Shot up into the toilet room.
Away, hey!
And you know, I didn't get the job. No.
Well,
they don't.
But that was some of your most, you know, creative stuff.
Well,
you said, look, I can rein it in from that. And
yeah, of course.
Like, I'm pushing the boundaries of that stuff.
Yeah,
you know?
Of course.
But they've got no imagination.
They've got no imagination.
No. So it's a real shame because, you know. It's a great opportunity.
I've got a lot to offer, and you know, I'd say my life experience would you know, dictate that.
Yeah,
if you've been around
82 years living in the same room.
Well, of course.
Yeah, you know, you're about to pick up a few tidbits along the way.
I've picked up bits. I've listened to the radio.
You've looked out the window.
I've looked out the window. I know what's going on.
No
flies on me. You set that time.
Yeah.
When there were.
There are a lot of flies,
aren't you? No, it's funny that I said no flies on me.
That hot summer,
an awful lot of flies on me. Do you remember?
But
then you will shit in the living room, won't you? And if that happens, then
you will get this.
You will get this. Anyway. Right, well, look, I tell you, we've got to go.
We've got
an APB on a lady.
On a 911.
On a 911, she's ahead of us. Look, so don't forget to come to the show.
Come to the show
on Monday, and we'll see you there.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.